Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
In a world that often seems chaotic and divided, love offers a steady foundation. Small, simple acts of love build a legacy that we leave behind, helping to shape our relationships and our world. And so in today's final conversation on ripple effects of small acts of love and kindness, we're going to be reflecting on how the love we give today shapes the world that we live in tomorrow. And of course, we're also going to be touching on a few of the questions that we wanted to look at yesterday when we're not able to connect with our pastor. All right. So my pastor, good morning and welcome back to the program.
Yes. Good morning, Mara.
Thank you so much for joining us one more time for this final conversation that we're having on this subject. My pastor, I hope you've had a good week.
Yeah, I had a good week. It was hectic, but good.
Glad to hear that. All right, so before we have our final conversation, please open for us in prayer.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the final conversation that you're going to have today. We want to thank you for a good week that we had, and we are so grateful. We want to dedicate this program into your hands. Empower them to keep on having more programs that will have an impact to the whole world. Bless the people behind the programs and the people that are actually doing the work. May you name people and fight in their lives. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, before we get into building a legacy of love, let's just talk about love in action and what it actually means, how we can make love a daily practice. But before that, what do you think is the reason that so many people find it difficult to express love in simple, everyday, you know, in a routine way, just an everyday action?
So the reason that causes many people to not be able to express love daily. There are actually many reasons, but chief among them is busy. People are busy. People are too busy. In this digital age, people don't have one thing that almost all of us don't have is time. People don't have time. Everyone is busy there. Others are chasing assignments, the deadlines, work assignments, work deadlines, school. Everyone is busy somehow with something. So people don't have time to look for others and check what it is that is bothering others. Instead of checking your problems, I have my own checklist of things that I need to do. So being busy causes people not to have time. The second reason is the fear of vulnerability. People are afraid to be vulnerable.
Yes, that's true.
Sometimes you offer love to people and then they hate you because of your kindness that you had shown.
Yeah.
So people are afraid to be taken advantage of.
Yeah, that's very true.
And let me just add one more. One other reason is natural lack of empathy. Some people, because of where we were born, how we were raised, we were never raised in environments where showing kindness and love was a virtue. So we tend to imitate how we were raised because we never were raised in such an environment. We lack empathy, generally. People enjoy cruelty. People enjoy, you see, what makes movies interesting is to see someone being punched, blood coming out, or someone's head being cut off. We are confined to think like that because of the society. So we naturally lack love and empathy.
Yeah, true. That's true. So, and then another question that I had was, you know, we're encouraging people to show loving acts for one another, for strangers, for, you know, even the Bible tells us to be kind even to those who are our enemies. But how does love then become a transformative force whether that's in the workplace, in our social circles, in our homes, how does it transcend just, how does it go beyond just being a kind act and actually does something more powerful, more spiritual, more long-lasting than just the kindness in the moment?
Yeah, that's a good one. So today I'm not going to put too many verses. I'll use just two.
Okay.
I'll start in the Bible and then I'll come to practical life.
Okay.
Love is not just something that we do. It's not just an action that we will do here and then. Love is actually a principle.
Mm.
Once practiced consistently, love will become a lifestyle.
Mm.
The Bible says God is love, meaning without God, we can never practice genuine, true love. So I'll give you a biblical example when we dive into the living legacy, but that's John chapter 21.
Okay.
Yes. On John chapter 21, Jesus visits Peter and the other disciples. They were busy fishing. Remember, he found them fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And he took them from fishing and he put them in ministry. And when he died, 3 days later, they were back fishing. And he followed them there. And there's a question that he asks them. He doesn't ask, why did you betray me? He doesn't say lots of things. He just says, Peter, do you love me? Mm-hmm. And you know, that's verse 15. He asks that question 3 times.
Nice.
He asks him, Peter, do you love me? 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Why was Jesus speaking about love to someone who had betrayed him, someone who had backslid, and someone who had gone back within the shortest period of time? What Jesus was saying is, what is going to make this ministry work is if you really love me.
Yep.
So love is not just, love is commitment. That's what Jesus was saying. Can I rely on you, Peter? Because if you left me in 3 days, now I'm about to go to heaven and I'll come back 2,000 years later. Do you love me?
Mm. Mm.
And you know what happens between Mark chapter 5 and John 21? You see two different Peters there. The Peter that was there before he was transformed by this love, and the Peter that emerged after he cried. He was asked 3 times. Of course, the reason why Jesus asked him 3 times is because he denied him 3 times.
Hey.
And he asked him, he makes him commit 3 times. And when he does, we see a courageous Peter, one who is not afraid to die. On chapter 4 of Acts, we see Peter challenged after being beaten, arrested. He says, we will not stop. We know that he ended up giving up his life for others because he understood there's a man who loved me and he gave everything for me. He gave his life for me. He was willing to do the same. So love has the potential to transform. Today, we are busy talking about these people. 2,000 years later, they did something that has touched lives, and it was not just a story, but it's a lifestyle. It transcends. Yeah. The ripple effects are huge of what love has done to those people.
Powerful, powerful. Sure, that's beautiful. And so speaking of that, those long-lasting effects, the ripple effects, and leaving a legacy, how can small acts of love, the ones that we show today, how do they have a lasting impact even on future generations?
Yeah, so I'm going to my second verse now. That's Acts chapter 9, verse 36. It's a legend, it's a story that is known. Called Tabitha, who is also known as Dorcas.
Mm-hmm.
Dorcas was just sewing garments for widows. And she died, and all the widows gathered, and they cried, and they called Peter, and Peter came, and she was resurrected because of what she was saying. But I want you to see the impact now.
Okay.
Dorcas never knew that 2,000 years later there would be a group of women calling themselves by her name.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how huge the impact was. That long after she is gone, we still have people who are modified by her story and want to impact the community. And we have Dorcas ladies all over the world, wanting to do the same thing. They were inspired by her. So I always say, aspire to inspire before you expire.
Amen. Amen. That's good. That's powerful. That's beautiful. And I think if we could see how far our actions could go and the lasting impact that they could have, I think we'd be so much more motivated to continue to do kindness towards other people. What are some of the most impactful examples of love that you've seen and you know that have maybe created long lasting change?
Yes, so I've given you John chapter 21, the example of Peter, and of Peter, Jesus giving Peter another chance, and we see a courageous Peter willing to sacrifice all for his master and Dorcas. Mm-hmm. Let me give you a more example that is closer to home. Let's take, for instance, Madiba, Nelson Mandela.
Okay.
A man who was jailed for 27 years, and when he comes out, everyone expects him to revenge. And what does he do? He gives the jailers a chance. He loves them. He offers. Today, long after he's gone, we have the 67 blankets of Madiba. We have this Madiba, whatever. We have this whole movement of forgiveness and love. Mm-hmm. We have a rainbow nation today. Built out of what could have been chaotic. The South African situation could have ended up like Burundi, where the Tutsi and the Hutites ended up massacring each other and saying, you did this to our forefathers, we want to revenge, and these ones will come and want to revenge. And love has just blended that nation and made it a beautiful nation. So our small acts, they will last long.
Mm-hmm.
We should always have that in mind.
Beautiful. I love that. And how do our acts of love align with the kind of legacy that we want to leave behind?
Yeah. So about building a legacy, let me say, I want you to think with me right now. If you were given a chance to write your own obituary, what would you write? What would you write?
Nice.
You are given a chance to attend your own funeral and you are the one who writes the obituary. What would you write on that obituary? Well, that one, everyone will think about it. It's a think about it question.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say every single day you have that chance to write your own obituary.
Amen.
That people will look at your life and whatever you want to be included in your obituary, start doing it today. So practice acts of random kindness.
Beautiful. How can we extend a culture of love, Pastor, in our communities, a culture that will extend beyond just us, beyond maybe even beyond just our families? How do we do that as individuals? You know, you talk about Nelson Mandela, you talk about Mother Teresa and all these other people whose actions, you know, they're known the world over and they were able to impact the entire generations. But what can I do just as an individual, as a quote unquote nobody? No one knows who I am. My actions kind of, how do they impact the entire community?
Okay, thank you so much. Yes, so what do we need to do today? On our part, we don't need to do big things. Like we say, we don't need big money so that we can impact the world in a big way.
Yeah.
We need to let our light shine in our little corners, brighten the corners that we are. How do we do that? one by offering a listening ear. Okay. You don't need money to be somebody who listens. We need to practice what is called active listening. Mm-hmm. That means most of the times we don't listen to each other. We don't know how it is to listen to someone. Last time I was saying we listen to respond.
True.
Other times we are half listening. Listening is a skill. We listen with our eyes. Mm-hmm. We concentrate. We imagine what this person is saying and the impact. We offer that listening ear. Two, we should always be present for those who might need us.
Okay.
Three, we should not be too busy to notice that there are vulnerable people who might need our support, our prayers, our empathy.
Mm. That's beautiful. And I think those are very simple things they're practical. They're not, they don't call for too much. It's really simply, as we call it in Africa, we talk about it as Ubuntu. It's kind of a part of our culture. So it's not even like you're asking us to go completely out of what is the norm or what is completely out of our, I guess, comfort zone. It's just what we should be doing on a daily basis. And I think that's a beautiful way of looking at it. What small act of love can you commit to today or that you can maybe share with us that we can try to commit to today that might have an impact far greater than we might even expect?
Okay, so let me start by talking about the impact and then we'll come to this. The small act of love that we can do, they do not only benefit the community and the people around us, they also help us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it loving others develops us personally.
Okay.
Yes, it makes us grow. It makes us grow in fostering empathy,
mm-hmm.
grow in compassion, and grow in self-awareness. If you do something big and you are appreciated, the effect will be long-lasting, not only to those people that you have done this thing, but to you, that today at least I was of service, today I was useful.
Amen.
To someone. Be that good Samaritan. Be that good Samaritan. Be offer that shoulder for someone to come and lean on. Be that person that people can come and say, with Bongani, I can come and be vulnerable. I know I am safe. She's not a journalist. She will not take my issues and then take it to social media or start publishing them.
Yeah.
Be that person that people know that if I have issues, if I need advice, if I need prayers, if I need someone to listen to me, if I can be vulnerable in front of someone, this person is the one.
Amen.
Yes, you know, people today, what is making the society more bad and dangerous is we do not have those little spaces where we can be vulnerable and okay.
That's true.
So as a result, we end up pretending to be fine even when we are not fine.
Mm.
So I always tease my friends. I say, how are you? They say, I'm fine. I say, are you really fine? Because
yeah.
It's like we've been automated to know, to say,
I'm fine.
A person asks you, how are you? You say, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Even when you are not fine.
Yeah.
The reason why people end up doing that is because we are afraid to be vulnerable.
I don't feel safe, yeah.
Yes, we don't feel safe to tell people the things that are actually bothering us.
Mm.
So what you can do, you can be that person that people can count on and say, if we tell this one our issues, these issues are safe.
Yeah.
If we want someone who can pray for us, we know this person will definitely pray for us.
Beautiful.
I'm running a prayer ministry, and I'll tell you what God has done. Mm. God has done big things to people. I have messages from all over the world with people asking for prayers. And the testimonies that I'm getting are just amazing. And what do? I don't know these people personally.
Yeah.
I just take their burdens to the Lord and say, Lord, for the sake of your glory,
amen,
please answer this. And people, that impacts people in a bigger way.
Amen. Wow.
So just be there for others. Be a listening ear. Be the shoulder that someone can lean on. Be available. Identify people that might need your words of encouragement and encourage them. Learn to give random compliments. When you see someone is smart, oh, you're smart today. You know, you look beautiful today.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't need money to do that. Just be that positive vibe in your work environment.
Beautiful. I love that. And I'll tell you what I like so much about what you're sharing there, especially when you're talking about vulnerability and the fears that a lot of people might have to open up. And, you know, some of the things that make our relationships more complicated, it's difficult to say when I need prayers because that means I must share what's the issue and I don't want to do that. So I just end up keeping quiet. But what you're sharing is instead of looking for people who can be safe for you, you yourself can be that safe space for other people.
Be a safe zone.
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that. We can only control what we can control. I can't control what someone else does with my story, but I can control what I do when someone else trusts me with theirs and I go that extra mile. If I know that it's difficult for me to open up to another person and that I normally just say I'm fine even when I'm not, I can assume that other people are also doing the same thing. When I ask them how they are and
exactly.
I'm fine, I can assume that maybe you're not really fine. You're just saying that because that's what I also do. I think that's so beautiful.
It's 100%.
That empathy that you've been talking about this whole week, just putting yourself in another person's shoes. Any final thoughts, final points that you'd like to share as we wrap up? This is our final conversation on this subject, a very broad and beautiful subject, I must say. But how would you wrap it up?
So in wrapping up, I would say if we do the random acts of kindness, they will create a positive work environment to us. Mm-hmm. They can build strong relationships at work that are based on trust. If people know they can trust you, then your relationship develops there. The work environment is more positive and others can be inspired by you.
Beautiful.
Remember, it is love that makes the world go round.
Amen.
What we need, the world needs more love, practical love, than all the talks and the motivational speeches. The world needs living proof of this love. It will be a way much better place if we have people who are imbued and bathed in this love. And this love is found in God. If there is one prayer request that we should pray for, God, give me the love that Christ had.
And
that love that constrains us must move us and move them out.
Amen. Powerful. That's a beautiful place for us to end there, my pastor. Thank you so much for coming through this entire week. It's been such a blessing to speak with you. Can you please close for us in prayer since this is our last conversation for the week? Please pray for us as we close.
It's a pleasure. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you. We've been talking about love. There are so many theories about love. There are so many books that have been written, so many Netflix series, so many movies about love, but the Bible says you are love. Without you, on John chapter 15, you say we can't do nothing. We can only talk about this love, what people should do and what, but nothing will transform us until you live in us and exhibit what love is on a practical basis. Help us to be those senders, the little connections that you can use to empower the world to rest in this everlasting love. Bless the presenter of this program and the other co-presenters and co-workers that she's working with, and bless our listeners who have been listening throughout this week, whatever they are going through. Let them know that you love them, you care for them, and you have plans to prosper them, be a blessing into many people's homes and many people's lives, that people may know in you they have a refuge. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. God bless you. Have a wonderful Sabbath ahead, and I hope we're able to chat again soon.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.